Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Brian Churchill, C-U-R-C-H-I-L-L. Address is P.O. Box 1363, Paradise, California, 95967. Phone 530-521-2771. ID is XXXXX1486, date of birth 3-8-1958, 65-year-old. Firefighter. Pharmacy is Costco in Chico. Slash Caremark mail order. Insurance is Medicare slash Blue Shield. It's addressed to Robert Griggs, G-R-I-G-G, PA, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674. 530-872-6650, 530-877-7260, parenthesis, fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for history of intractable cephalgia dash history of recurrent temporal headaches. Dear Robert and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Brian Churchill for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Brian is a 65-year-old right-handed firefighter who has developed initially difficulty with sinus problems for which ENT evaluations identified some fungal infection. On endoscopy, but did not identify a significant bacterial or other sinus disease. Subparagraph, MR and CT imaging of the sinuses were completed. New paragraph. He has had no other diagnosed medical problems other than gastric reflux, comma, diagnosed B12 deficiency, comma, rectal dysfunction, and dyslipidemia. He does report having had some nasal polyps removed in the past. And he has had right knee surgery. Left upper hernia repair. He has a history of past a right-sided kidney stone. And completed upper endoscopy with a history of swallowing problem. New paragraph. He describes his headaches. In the right frontotemporal area, comma, radiating to the neck posteriorly. Or to the right maxillary region. but no headaches on the left side. Cardiology evaluation in the past has identified an aortic root enlargement for which he's being monitored with echocardiograms. Recent laboratory work has not shown serious progression of dyslipidemia. Evidence for diabetes or abnormal liver function studies. He has no other neuromuscular symptoms. His general examination does show some reduced hearing, right facial and maxillary clinical tenderness, his cervical examination showed normal range of motion, but he describes tenderness posteriorly in the mid to lower cervical area on the right and increased clinical symptoms with sneezing, coughing, body positional changes. New paragraph. The remainder of his neurological examination today appears to be normal. New paragraph. He denies having any dysomnia. New paragraph. His headaches begin after he arises in the morning and become more intense during the day and more symptomatic functionally. He also has increased sense of tiredness and fatigue because of his clinical symptoms during the day. At times, he will nap for up to 2 hours, where he used to nap for 5 to 10 minutes. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Brian's clinical presentation strongly suggests that he has some form of cervicogenic cephalgia or other disorder producing his asymmetric cephalgia symptoms. New paragraph recommendations. Diagnostic recommendations. We will obtain MR imaging of the cervical spine to exclude a structural mechanical etiology of these headaches. New paragraph. He may need additional evaluation testing, including vascular angiography. With his history of aortic disease, new paragraph, therapeutic recommendations. I am initiating him on Qulipta tablets, which he can take on a daily basis to prophylactically treat and abort recurrent cephalgia. Subparagraph, should this be successful, he will contact us and we will see him for reevaluation and initiation of therapeutic prophylactic treatment with Qulipta. New paragraph. In nutritional review, I found that he was taking no general vitamin, and I'm going to prescribe one for men over 50 plus, additional supplemental riboflavin 400 milligrams to take for headache prophylaxis. New paragraph, I'll see him back in a few weeks with the results of his testing and the therapeutic challenges. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns.